Hello, everyone, and welcome to the public space, says Nicholas Petris, but this is not the public space. It is JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Nicholas Petris with the face of Sam Hyde as he was victorious in his boxing match. Nice icon to have on Odyssey. Today we'll be doing a relatively short show, and then I will be on Joseph Cotto. Joseph Cotto wants to talk to me about women and their contribution to politics. I've had to think about it, and what do I have to say about this? There is some white-pilling stuff. There is some black-pilling stuff. For example, I think that the fact that women vote toward the left, it's reassuring in a way, because it means the society hasn't changed so much. We haven't veered to the left by as much as you would think if you look at the propositions of the two parties and how they have veered to the left. The reality is there's just a different contingent of people voting. People who would have been leftist 100 years ago, but they were not voting 100 years ago. So the first thing to note is if males were voting, we would have systematic Republican governments, especially if white males were voting. And then there's much to say also about the style of women leadership. We've seen in the pandemic that the countries, the nations headed by women, are those who have veered toward assurance about all of the rules they were making. They were the most strict at applying those rules. They were the most strict rules. And so we don't really get the woman as a nurturer when we take women leaders. Rather, what we get is a form of psychological rigidity in the application of rules. And when you see how men handled the pandemic, for example, in Sweden, there were teams of men in the whole health ministry, and they were much more relaxed. When you look in New Zealand, they were absolutely obsessed with having the most rules possible. So you get a lot of these psychologically rigid rules when you deal with women leaders. Quicksat says, is the Joseph Cotto stream live and where can we watch it? I will be sharing the link. Yes, you have to watch it live because Joseph Cotto, that's C-O-T-T-O, he deletes his stream once and then he republishes them weeks after. So make sure you follow my Gab or Discord in the announcement section, because if you miss the live, it won't be there after. You'll have to wait a week if you want to see my conversation. Why nobody should be using the thumbs up emoji in 2022. Gen Zers say they feel attacked whenever they see a passive aggressive thumbs up emoji. According to a recent poll of 2,000 young people aged 16 to 29, emojis used by old people include the thumbs up, the red love heart, the okay hand, and the grimacing face. Here are the top 10 emojis that make you look old. There's a bunch of old people in the regular chat. I mean, I get this feeling that there is such a thing as a passive aggressive thumbs up, but most of the time you can talk yourself out of it. You can say, oh, no. The guy just wanted to say, good job, JF. He just wanted to say something positive. And the thumbs up, of course, was the only option. Perhaps young people are more sensitive on the meaning and the possible sarcasm behind a thumbs up. All right, we have an interrogation of women so that men can determine how much money do you have to charm a young Zoomer woman from the University of Arizona?
I should make per year.
Depends where they live. I mean, if I'm like dating them, it'd be nice if they were at least making $100,000. have no clue.
Like a million? 2 million? Okay. We're at ASU, you know. So you're not going to find him here.
Like, fully, like, adult.
Someone that you would consider wanting to be with the rest of your life.
300K.
Three figures.
Okay. So why is that?
Just because, like, that's a stable income, I'd say.
100? Like, 500 grand? Is that a lot?
No, that's... 500 is...
Like, normal?
On a good day, yeah. I mean, okay. It depends.
Okay.
A lot more expensive.
Yeah. Mills. Millions.
Oh. Mills, shit. Okay.
I don't really care. I think... I mean, I like when guys, like, pay for dates and stuff.
So if a guy made 30K a year, is that something you're okay with?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Like your husband?
Oh, shit. Husband. Yeah, I think that would be fine. If it was my husband, I'd be in love with him, so yeah.
I wouldn't really say I would have a price on that. I mean, as long as they treat me respectfully.
Minimum 6 figures, no matter what the situation is.
We have an expensive lifestyle.
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally understand. We got to get good skincare routine, you know, the whole nine yards.
100,000.
120K.
80K and, like, maybe, like, 120.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, like, 80 to 150.
Over 100K. Once you get to a certain age, like, I don't know. I'm also kind of, like, a gold digger, so.
No, I'm planning on just, like, supporting myself with my income. So I don't really plan on being supported by the person that I'm dating.
What is
all these women have their hair tinted blonde? Is that a thing in the current generation? Because I didn't see this back in my days. There are so many young people, young women, and young girls having their hair tinted blonde. Is that the standard now? Because I haven't gotten the memo.
Lowest you would go, though?
500,000.
I could have a nice, like, subtle life with, like, a 200,000 a year. Like,
okay.
Normal, great, yeah.
What's the lowest, though, that you would go for?
I don't think money is that big. Maybe, like, a...
It has to be. You just said one or two mil. Would you be down for 80?
Yeah, 80.
60?
I'd be fine.
Okay.
$500,000?
I'm sticking with 100,000. He's gotta, you know.
Yeah, I would agree, 100,000, preferably.
I mean, as long as they're stable, like, have a good job, like, a car and a house, I don't think, like, money cares. Like, it's not that high on my list, I'd say.
Well, I would probably say the lowest I would consider going is 65,000 a year, because then, like, if they're young, they have room for improvement and they can get promotions and work their way up.
Would you be comfortable with making more money than your guy or no?
Probably not, no. I don't want him to rely on me.
If he's still working and making money, then I don't think it really would matter if you're both putting work in.
The guy I was talking to told me women shouldn't be working, so... No.
With a whole family, right? You got like 4 dogs, yeah. 10 kids. 10 kids is a stretch. No pun intended. That was disgusting.
Okay, well, I'm expecting to make a lot of money, so...
Okay.
I'm okay with, like, carrying it.
So you're down to be the breadwinner?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't mind if I was making more money, as long as they're making a lot.
I think we both need to be rich, then we can, you know... Both have a really nice lifestyle.
I mean, do you care about how he would make his money, like real estate job versus, you know, a male stripper?
I don't think so. Money's money.
I guess I would, yeah.
All right, so it's quite a demanding dating environment. basically, these women expect hundreds of thousands of dollars, some of them millions. There are some of them who seem to be reasonable and who say, that's not so important to me, but my God, the demand is high. Do we even have the money to pay these salaries in society so that every mediocre ASU student female can get a guy of that level? I don't think we do. I mean, there were maybe some top beauties in there, but there were some of them who were pretty average. And can the average ones get a guy with 100K? That's not how I saw the world. They probably have higher expectations than my own evaluation of the world. Samurai says, Jeff, from someone who's recently gotten out of a similar college, the blonde tint thing is super common. I guess it conveys wealth and social status indirectly, as rich girls tend to have a certain hairstyle. Pretty fascinating, but there's just so much more of it than in my generation. I'm surprised. Silver Spider says, I dated better looking girls than this and they didn't expect me to make 100k crazy. Yet maybe some of the brainwashing of the university also, it might, you know, they might be in that mood of, oh, I'm studying this, so I'm gonna make 100k, and they don't realize that the free market, once you get out of school and you get in the market, you're gonna have to pick what they give you, basically. So perhaps they have unrealistic expectations because they are students. Stephen J. James says, keep inflating the dollar so we can get there. Yes, let's form a party that supports inflation, because it will fool the women of the next generation into thinking that we're rich. Spindly Opinion says, university girls often dress similar to each other, I've noticed. Yeah, phenomenon of fashion and imitation, I guess. Someone has asked on Twitter, and Lodazal was sharing this on a super chat. If Alex Jones pays for lying, shouldn't every celebrity pushing vaccines pay too? Okay, that's from Mia, some singer, apparently some blue check mark. Okay, Mia Universe. Who is Mia? She is some singer, I guess. 650k followers. All right, well, thanks for the info. I don't know these singers. Kovi Killer Clown, by the way, I got your chat at the end of the show yesterday, Kovi, but I had finished the show, so I decided not to read it live, but thank you for the recommendation. He says, JF, these women are in desperate need of hard times. Then we'll appreciate the West again. Yes, I agree. We are living in an illusionary society, and female choice is adjusted to that deluded, you know, always succeeding, too big to fail type of society. And yes, I would like society to go back to the bottom of things, survival, existence. As Kanye West was putting it, humbleness, you know, humbleness, survival, existence, and be a specialist in surviving in that context. Because it's very easy for a relatively not so intelligent person, average intelligence person with average salary, to get into universities and get placed in those jobs that are gatekept to only hire students who have that diploma, and really the world isn't a very efficient place when we do this. The world is just hiring people based on diplomas where they probably didn't learn that much. They will just have learned the lingo of the discipline, and I would rather go back to a world of full efficiency, of owners, people who own businesses and take the risk of this business, rather than this whole bureaucracy of who has which diploma. PayPal is desperate. Some bitch I know says, this is so sad. Alexa, play Despacito. P.S. This is someone else's screenshot, because PayPal deplatformed me back in 2020, way before it was cool. The PayPal assistant reacts in this way when you close your account. They say, if the reason behind closing your account is the recent notice regarding the policy, an AUP notice recently went out in error that included incorrect information. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation. We are sorry for the confusion this has caused. leading you in closing your account. Allow me to sincerely apologize for the inconvenience, and since we value you as a PayPal member, I would like to give you a one-time courtesy of $15 worth of PayPal voucher because we want to keep you and I want you to stay with our PayPal family. Well, finally, you know, these companies are starting to pay the price for their stupidity and for their self-destruction. I fully enjoy it. I'm happy that PayPal has lost money on the stock market for this. And I hope that there's thousands of people unsubscribing from PayPal. I won't do it myself because PayPal is one of the few means of transferring money for me internationally, and I don't have an alternative. And you know, given the demonetization and the attacks on me, I cannot afford to lose one of the few means that are left available to me. But I'm super happy that other people are doing it. People are recommending now on Gab to get the $15 and and then leave later. That might be a thing. Kovi Killer Clown says, JF, these women education leads to intelligence, not so. Okay. I could see you as a guest on Fresh and Fit. Yes, I could go there. What are the names of the people of Fresh and Fit? They're two black / Cuban / whatever. Anyways, they are partly clownish, but they have a good understanding of the dating scene. I think they are kind of not fully hetero monogamous as I would like them to be. I think they need a little JF push toward the full hetero family lifestyle because they're very much in this, oh man, I date, I'm in the dating sphere. Oh my God, here, I did this in Miami yesterday. And it's like, okay, well, your children won't care about this. Your grandchildren won't care about this. So how about you settle and make 10 babies? I think that's what they need to hear. I would totally be in for going there and telling them that. They're there. They are at 97%. They need the last kick to stop their meaningless life and start doing something useful. Other than this, I kind of like their insight onto the dating market. Pumpkin Spice reports, I guess Truth Social is finally censoring enough people. Truth Social, the social media platform founded by former President Trump, has been approved on the Google Play Store after months of back and forth pertaining to the app's content moderation plans. At this point, they refuse your entry to the Play Store until you have a plan for future possible breach of the TOS. Holy shit. And yes, I would agree with the analysis of Pumpkin Spice. This indicates that probably President Trump has been doing some concessions and they have committed to, okay, we're going to remove that kind of stuff and that kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. And so what do we find ourselves with? It doesn't matter to have alternative platforms because we don't have alternative app stores. So the alternative platform that didn't kneel is still Gab, and I will still stand with Gab, and I'm still on Truth, but I will not publish original content on Truth. When I have a thought, when I want to share something that I don't want to share on all my platforms, I'm going to share it on Gab, because Truth Social will certainly have kneeled to the Google standards of speech control. Forex Shark says, yeah, that would be cool to see JF on Fresh and Fit. Thomas says, dating market, ooh, phrases like this truly make me veer into hoping humans all die and go extinct. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of about the fact that there is a market. A market is something. It is It is where the buyers meet the sellers, where the offer meets the demand. And so, yes, dating is inevitably a market because there are various people of quality on one side, various people of quality on the other side, and then there's a scale of quality on the two sides. They're all trying to get the best quality they can from where they are, but they will also settle for a certain zone and sometimes settle down. And so that's a market that is typical of a market. It's like, oh, I want to eat. Well, I would like to eat for $12. Well, what can you eat for $12? Well, okay, in Canada, you can get a Big Mac meal. Oh, but I'd like something better than the Big Mac. Well, you're going to have to pay a little more. Well, this is the market operating here, and it's a totally fine mechanism, and it exists in the dating world. It's like, okay, I want a woman who's that beautiful, that rich, that intelligent, that caring, and then based on what's available, you see what you can get. Earlier today, I learned that Kanye West was officially kicked out of JP Morgan Chase Bank. Yeah, so the Yeezy official account of business for Kanye West has been denied service starting in November, so he still has a month to figure out an alternative. But starting in November, JP Morgan Chase will have broken its banking relationship with Yeezy LLC. It sucks for Kanye. It is cancel. We have a lot of stories this week on cancel culture as applied to the financial world, banks, PayPal, that kind of stuff. And it's big names. I mean, Kanye West is a multi-billionaire, if I understand correctly. So we're talking about massive transactions here. It is absolutely sad. It is related to, well, his tweet saying that he would go DEFCON 3 and then his White Lives Matter t-shirt. It is ridiculous. But I think that in the end, it's good that someone that big gets canceled, because Kanye West will have the means to develop something real. Wherever he heads, let's say that he gets censored on Twitter, he could prop up a massive Gab account, and that would bring people to Gab. Now he gets kicked by his bank. He could start an alternative payment systems, or he could encourage any of the existing alternatives that are already anti-censorship. So I think it's going to be good in the long run that this cancel culture is applying to larger and larger individuals. It's like more people in my club. Some random bloke sends a super chat. He says, Kevin McDonald pointed out that the dissident right have been deplatformed from the banking systems for years. Absolutely, exactly. And for absolutely no reason. I mean, for basically having a different outlook on the politics of our world. Another news of financial cancel culture. Bank of America has deleted the bank account of Cathird. Cathird is a turd and a cat. He is someone who is kind of an internet mimeticist, but of the very center right, very politically correct, very Charlie Kirk, Fox News, conservatives, not even Trumpist, my understanding. I mean, somewhat Trumpist, but he's basically probably not as extreme as Trump. He is very much an elitist within the conservative Republican culture. So I don't care that much about him as a human being, but I care about the fact that he's being censored. That is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, especially if a guy that level of cockery get censored. I mean, what could he have done that leads to a JP Morgan Chase censorship? He is not talking about race at all. I don't know. Basically, at this point, they're banning Republicans. Covey Killer Clown says, does JF know what a turd is? Yes, I know. But that's his name. He is a cat turd. He is the turd of a cat. It's like he is a fractionate cat. Communist censorship. We live in the freaking dark ages of information, says Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino, you know, always good and always understands the situation. I like his intensity on his show. You can understand, given the dynamism, you can understand why this guy makes a lot of view.
About, I discussed yesterday, Joseph Ladapo, Dr. Ladapo, the Surgeon General of Florida. He's a medical doctor. He also has a PhD. Pretty impressive resume.
So he's talking about the Florida guy who's head of the Florida decisions regarding health, and he gets censored for saying that the vaccine is too dangerous for a segment of the population. But it is. It is dangerous for young male especially. Kanye's troubles deepen. XTMZ staffer says that the star praised Hitler and that the podcast killed the interview to hide it. It's a resurfacing of a 2018 story. I love, this is an illustration of how cancel culture works. It's like, oh, well, now that we're talking about Kanye West being a Nazi, thinking back, oh, yeah. I remember now. He said something about Hitler on my show in 2018, but we edited it out. And it's like, so in 2018, this wasn't shocking enough for you to report it, and you went along and ha ha ha, yeah, Kanye West is a great guy. But now that everyone is bashing on him, now you want to join the mob. And so now that I think about it, yes, he did say something about Hitler. It's a TMZ allegation. It is, who cares? I mean, probably Kanye West has been thinking about these questions in some original ways, which is what original thinkers do, by the way, which is why cancel culture ends up canceling the best people of this society. Because, of course, if the entire world says, this is evil, don't think this, don't think that. Of course, at some point, your brain says, what if? What if? I will start exploring hypotheses. And that's the mark of actually a real creative thinker, which our societies are absolutely oppressing. This is why Kanye West is getting canceled. But it's so dirty how these people come back years later. It's like, you're telling me that you've hidden a Nazi for 4 years? Don't you feel morally dirty? Like, you're telling me that this was so grave that now you feel the importance of reporting it, but that for 4 years you have held that truth in your heart, that you were collaborating with a Nazi? You're a collabo, as we say in France. Rodi Lucid says, so he said there was a group of people that if you call them by name, they will cancel you. Then 48 hours later, his bank account is terminated and he's being canceled everywhere. yes, I mean, if we were just understanding, groups of interest in society should be subject to disclosure, that is, someone who's part of these groups of interest should say it, and it should be criticizable, and someone should be able to say, well, this group of interest has interests that are opposed to my groups of interest. And there's nothing wrong when we do this with any other group of interest. I have no problem letting you guys know, you know, I'm European. I'm the descendant of Christians. I believe this, this, and this. So those things that I believe in could influence my view on a thousand different things. And if you want to be anti that, it's okay. But you cannot be somehow doing a rational analysis of Jewish interest in society and conclude that they are different than yours. This is so unacceptable. We have to restore free speech. We have to find a way to extend free speech so that we can do that. And that day, the term anti-Semitism will shine for what it is, which is it's a bizarre subset of racism, right? It is very weird that there is such a term as anti-Semitism, which whites don't benefit from. No one says anti-whiteism, although there's a bunch of people on Gab who are pushing for that term. No one says anti-blackism. Why do we have a special label that comes in special circumstances to talk about the subset of forms of racism that would somehow apply only to one people, the Jewish people? It seems that in this label, there is already a double standard introduced. Some random bloke sends a super chat. He says, there will be no free speech with the ADL around. They control the internet. Well, they do, but we can build a parallel internet. And we've built the internet originally was a parallel society. We've already done it once. And really, it should be relatively easy to redo it because the world always advances. You see how MySpace disappeared? The world already converges toward things disappearing. So if we push the internet toward this progression to which it is bound anyway, but we try to influence it and push it toward freedom with clever technological development, clever programming, and platforms that are resilient to attempts at censoring them, then we'll be doing fine. DK Shadow says they control the English part of the internet. That's true. There are parallel worlds on the internet basically already. So starting a new one shouldn't be hard. Samurai says, I might have an uneducated view, but I thought Jewish people were white. Can anyone help me understand the difference? I mean, it doesn't matter, but because it's all a matter of do you define a subset of Europeans or not to be the white race, or it really doesn't matter. But one thing that does matter and that is subject to scientific testability is there a significant difference genetically between European whites and Jews, Ashkenazi Jews who are from Europe? And the answer is yes, there is a difference, and you do what you want with that difference. As I say, in the end, the group you identify as, that is you. That is, you have to decide this. It's a matter of subjectivity. But who is part of that group and who is not and who is genetically differentiated, that's a question subject to science. Silver Spider sends $10. Thank you so much. He says, hey, Jeff, I caught up on one of the shows I missed recently. I really think you should buy a Duke Cannon big-ass brick of soap and perhaps also a soap on a rope tactical scrubber. I won't. I mean, I would never waste money on this crap. A bourbon soap at $10 a block? Are you kidding me? Even if you sent me $10... and you told me, Jeff, I'm sending this $10 just so you can buy it, I would refuse. I would want to profit from the opportunity. I would be like, if I'm going to be so low as to harder manly soap on the internet as a, to make a living, I'm gonna charge you. Like, if you want me to buy a $10 soap, you have to send me $100. I'm not settling for lower than this. I want to die without having ever bought a single manly product. So that's my cost. That's my price. I'm not moving below this. Russia falls on Turkstream pipeline. Saboteurs arrested. Wow. There was another pipeline being targeted for sabotage. The Turkstream. Apparently a stream linking Russia to the countries on the other side of Turkey. A team of saboteurs were spotted and arrested by the Russian military or police. We don't know the country they were coming from, but they said that they were there to blow it up. And so, failed attempt, it didn't work. And it seems that Russia will be able to continue delivering some gas using this pipeline. Silver Spider says, Jeff, I own several, but you can usually get the two for $10. Oh, wow. Two for $10. It's like a soap should be 50 cents max. Mama JF has been producing an amazing kimchi. Holy shit.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
I tasted that before the show. Beautiful kimchi.
Yes, but one of them was rotten. I don't know why.
One of them was rotten, but she had three jars that were totally fine.
Look at that.
Mmm, smells good. And this has been staying at room temperature for
24 days.
24 days.
Yes.
And fermented.
Look what we did, because we didn't know how to put the thing under the brine.
So basically, you have a problem when you start this, that the cabbage tends to float above.
Yes.
And so Mama JF was like, what I would need is a circle of rubber. And I said, Mama JF, you can produce a circle of rubber by cutting our silicone oven mittens. And she said, wow, that's genius.
Wow.
So you put four holes in it so that it can fall onto the cabbage. And yet the water goes up, but the cabbage stays down.
Yes, you're a genius.
I'm a genius. I solved this geometric problem for Mama JF.
Yes, like Apollo 13.
Apollo 13. That is a very good reference to Apollo 13. I loved this movie when I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
So we could be selling those on Amazon?
On Amazon.
Very nice.
Okay.
We could be selling circles of cut mittens. Oh, you wanted to sell the kimchi? The kimchi, I think that the Canadian government will go after us if we sell it.
Oh my God.
Perhaps we could give it and say, it's not food, it's like shampoo for your dog.
Yes.
And then you eat it. It's like, and we're like, it's not food.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what they do when they sell the milk. They say it for you, the dog.
Yeah.
But imagine if you go to jail for that kind of base.
Yeah, going to jail for kimchi. For kimchi, black market. Yeah, I mean, in the US, I'm sure you would. You would probably fall under interstate commerce, and the Democrats of Joe Biden would absolutely go after you. So now I have this stash of three big jars of kimchi. That is absolutely wonderful. I've fallen addicted to kimchi. Mama JF sent me to the civilization a couple of months ago with a list of grocery stores that I had to buy from this Asian lady. And so I went there, I bought a big kimchi pot for Mama JF, but then I'm like, kimchi is the perfect side for everything. And so I was eating a burger with a pile of kimchi. I was eating a steak, pile of kimchi. I was eating a hot dog, pile of kimchi. I was eating two eggs, pile of kimchi. And I realized, my God, at the price that we pay kimchi, which is like the big pot is something like $17 Canadian, we have to find a way to produce it. And I remembered an attempt of Mama JF back in the days that wasn't successful. It was tasting maybe a little bad. But eventually, she discovered the true technique to have the cabbage ferment without bacteria, without bad bacteria coming up. And it's basically about the cabbage staying underwater and there being enough water salt that it stays at the bottom. So I said, you can now apply this to your kimchi recipe, and that should give us a finished product. And she did, and it worked. Kind of like coleslaw. Yeah, it's coleslaw. Kimchi is just coleslaw with carrots, kind of Korean radish, salt, fish sauce, Asian fish sauce, which is extremely smelly, like dead fish type of smell, and chili pepper. That's pretty much the daikon. Daikon is the name of the radish that they use, or it's soft, sometimes called low buck radish. Firestarter says, is coleslaw pickled? Well, coleslaw, if you go at KFC, maybe not. I don't know. I think it may be just a salad at KFC. But sauerkraut, basically, is pickled, yes. And Mama JF has been also successful at making a wonderful sauerkraut. So, Mama JF, it will be important to rotate those pots, because I'm already seeing the point at which I will have eaten all of this. So we need to start producing the next batch of kimchi. Journalist calls Child Protective Services on Senate candidate and single mom over a tweet. This guy is the definition of effeminate man looking for trouble on the internet. He was the guy, people will remember him. He was the guy who was complaining to that Target lady that the toothbrush that was something like $30. But there was a little sticker beside the toothbrush that was saying 1 cent. And he was like, oh, you have to sell it to me for 1 cent. See, because the sticker says it. And everyone was finding this extremely exaggerated. And like, I get it that the store has to have the proper labels, but it was clear in this situation that the 1 cent wasn't the label for the toothbrush and that there had been some kind of errors. So he was complaining and yelling and recording. And we had this this mimetic girl, you know, just with her glasses from Target. She was there and she was like, I'm not giving it to you for a cent. And now this same guy, apparently this guy just has a problem in his fucking head. He called the Child Protective Services because this mother was celebrating with her child. Looks like maybe an adopted child because the child is black. The mother is Hispanic. Anyways, she was celebrating Columbus Day. And she was like, my daughter is learning true history. Columbus is the European who came to America, blah, blah, blah. He calls the Child Protective Services for this, saying that this mother is raising her black child in a society of racism and indoctrinating her with racist belief. Here, the racist belief being that Columbus is a great man, because Columbus had slaves and he was evil and a misogynist and a Nazi. This is the big problem with these open lines for the state to receive any complaint. It's that eventually the leftist bias ends up showing up by who will call these lines. So the CPS becomes a tool for targeting right-wingers. People are talking about CRP. Human Drill says, did we ever find out what happened to CRP? Denis Lembea says, CRP is alive and well and doing live streams from Ukraine still. Yeah, it's pretty impressive that he's still there. I don't think he can move that much. At this point, he has been causing too much trouble for the Ukrainians, and he's basically under house arrest. A Rebel News reporter showed up dressed like this to the Halton District Board meeting today, where the viral teacher who wears massive fake breasts to school is employed. These stunts, they can be funny. Everything about this situation is very deplorable. I don't know what to say. Stunts are not journalism. Lancet Commission reports 6 reasons COVID response was a massive global failure. It's amazing how the Lancet has veered toward covering the COVID failure when they were part of it. The Lancet was the journal that published these attacks against the lab leak hypothesis very early. And now they're like, oh yeah, we messed up. But I don't think they self-evaluate that much. Vaccines. So yeah, the use of the term protection rate rather than effectiveness and rather than evaluating the big problem being COVID is already a very low disease and death rate. So basically, if you have, let's say, and I'm just using made up numbers just to show you the math. If you have 1 out of 1,000 people who ends up being gravely affected by COVID in a theoretical society, now you do an experiment, a scientific experiment with 2,000 people. Of these 2,000 people, already only 1,000 of them will have COVID during your, let's say, your 6 month window for the experiment. So now you end up with what? Well, you would expect only one of your 2,000 subjects to have any grave disease. And so then you find yourself with, okay, in our experimental group, we had one death. In our group with vaccines, we had 0 death. So how we represent that improvement, if we wanted to be fair, we would say the COVID vaccine has saved one person out of 1,000. Maybe. And then there's the question of the statistical threshold, but let's leave this on the side. At best, you would have, okay, we have saved one person out of 1,000. That's what people really want to know, which is how much of my life can you save? How much luck can I get without the vaccine and with the vaccine? But no, instead they said, well, there was 1 death in the experimental group, 0 death in the co 1 death in the control group, 0 death in the experimental group. That's an improvement of 100%. So the vaccine is like 100% effective. But this hides the reality of the already very benign nature of what you're combating. That is one of the reasons of the big lie behind the COVID stuff. Nurse arrested for using a dead patient's debit card to buy snacks after the patient passed away. And I don't know if it's a true meme, but they were putting like it. if Snickers was to put an ad below this and say, "You're not you when you're hungry." All right, but I'm sure it's been edited that way to look like this. We have a result in the Nicholas Cruz sentencing trial. So this guy who had committed a shooting, killing many people, 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. The jury has concluded that he was subject to the death penalty, but that they would not give him the death penalty. And this was all decided on the basis of the circumstantial factors. Basically, the jury decided that they wouldn't kill him. I think it's a fair decision because I think you can see this guy, you can see his glasses and his eyes, and you can see that he's not totally there, that he's and they've been describing how he's been the victim of alcoholic fetal syndrome. So, I mean, he wasn't starting well in life. And I mean, they could have killed him in a way. In a way, his life will be more suffering, probably, staying alive for the rest of his life than if he just had his conscience disappear in an instant. So in a way, they have imposed on him a longer self-examination, perhaps, if he can get there, and a longer suffering for what he's done and suffering for being imprisoned for the rest of his life. I was not particularly emotional about this either way, and I don't particularly care. The parents of the victims were there, and they were saying, "He deserved the death penalty." You know. He was. What about his mother, who drank alcohol like a fucking insane woman while pregnant? That to me was the causal root of where he ended up. So, I think it showed some kind of understanding by the jury that killing him would have no particular plus value. Mar-a-Lago probe, Supreme Court denies Trump appeal for special master to review classified records. So Trump didn't even get a hearing at the Supreme Court. I was saying that his case was very good, but somehow the Supreme Court doesn't want to hear it. I think it's very sad. And I think it may be because the Supreme Court doesn't want to be perceived as siding with Trump. And that's really too bad. Very bad inflation numbers coming out today. Basically, inflation is not under control. Well, what do you think? I mean, they think, oh, we're going to cut rates and we're going to see next month. Well, it's a societal phenomenon. If you cut rates, it's not about cutting rates. It's about never, these rates should have never been made such that money was freely flowing into the system. That was your original error. Now that you're doing tightening and everything, I say cut rates. I think the term is increase rates. In any case, you're not going to fix the situation by tightening. You've unleashed the money into the system already. Albino Hunter sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, "Thanks for recommending Westworld. I am enjoying it. Why did those workers let the host control our own settings? It seemed unrealistic." yes, I talked to you on a comment, right? And I answered that I think they probably needed some sort of narrative elements where humans are flawed, basically, and the machine exploits the human flaw. And the human flaw is very often extortion and sex. And I think there was something interesting in that interaction, in that they were showing how Maeve, being a host of a prostitution ring inside the game, basically, inside the park, made her especially talented at extorting men with sex, which is exactly what she's done with these employees. She says, I'm looking around, what I see are naked girls and boys like you guys at your age. I'm sure there's been some sex happening here. And I'm going to tell everyone that the sex is happening if you don't help me right now. So you could see that humans had been using that strategy when the scientist woman did that to threaten the employees. And then, so you had a way into controlling humans, threaten them with sex revelations. And then you see the virtual world coming out, the world of robot coming out into the human society and doing exactly the same. And as it turns out, they're better at this too, because she's done this all her life. That's her job as a robot, to be extorting basically humans, clients, with sexual pleasure. So I think it made sense, but you're right that these workers should be under such surveillance that they would never think of doing this. But they did it and this gave a flaw to the system that allowed the plot to develop. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, sending this again, since you didn't see the first super chat, an interesting tour of Afghanistan under Taliban rule. Sorry that I missed the super chat. I was under the impression that there may have been one that I was forgetting, but yeah, I didn't see it. Sorry very much. You shouldn't have to send a second one. That is unfair. I am sorry and I apologize. Visiting the world's most dangerous country, Afghanistan.
When I was recently on ceremony,
Kabul isn't as crap as I was expecting.
This is the traffic. Man, look at your beautiful clothes. Yes, they want too much. With the Taliban's values. And also the American army through my tablets.
Okay, I will have a look at it tonight. Now we have to cut the show very soon because I need to go rest so that I can appear on the Joseph Poto stream. Macron declares we don't want a world war. Well, okay, we don't want global warming. Maryland girl, 14, arrested for wielding large knife during caught on camera school lunchroom brawl. Let's have a look. Oh yeah, we don't see much on the video, but she gets a knife out and then the agents or teachers or whatever, security agent takes her hand and she drops the knife and he arrests her. Not super fascinating. Entropy super chat, Covey Clown sends $3. Thank you so much. He says, book titles written by artist, The Power of the Tism. I don't mind being alone. My Tism is my safe space. And of course, may the Tism be with you. Kimchi is painful on the way out. Hope you have what? What do I need? Painful on the way out. This is in reference to people who are experiencing the chili pepper tickling their anus. I've eaten super spicy food. I have never felt that feeling. Are you sure you're not just gay, Covey Killer Clown? Are you sure you haven't been engaged in sodomy and the tickling that you're feeling may be something else than the chili pepper? DOJ asks Supreme Court to reject Trump request in FBI classified documents case. Okay, this I've already covered. He says not gay, and he says it's a bidet that you need, JF, a bidet. I find this concept of a toilet that washes your ass with sprays from the very same place that you shit in. Absolutely disgusting. I cannot believe that the bidet even exists, first. Second, you're going to tell me that you're going to eat food that makes you have pain in the ass so much that you want to be spread by your own shit, by a bidet? This is disgusting. Get the fuck off my show, please. I don't... Raised Fist says, lol, you don't shit in a bidet. You have a separate toilet for ass washing? I don't want a separate toilet. I'm fine with one toilet. White House hits back against Saudi claims that oil cuts purely economic. Yeah, the US is pissed at OPEC Plus for making a decision concerning their reserve of oil. They made a decision, we're gonna shut down the production a little bit. We're gonna slow down. And they're like, oh. Well, they're making what they want. They're not bound to follow U.S. policy and U.S. interests. They have their own interests. They have other countries. They are operating on their reserve, their workforce, their expense. You're just the buyer. You don't have a say in what Saudi Arabia does with their oil. Fuck you, America. What else do we have? Last news item, the alleged killer neonatal nurse Lucy Letby wrote confession note, I am evil, I did this. This fucking dangerous woman was injecting newborn in the maternity ward of the hospital, killing, we have no idea how many. Attempted to kill 10 more. Certainly allegedly murdered 7 babies, probably murdered more. So we're talking about at least 7 babies dead, 10 that she tried to kill, and probably a large number of babies that will just, their parents will never know why the baby died, but it was her. This woman was injecting air, milk, and insulin into their veins, with the hope of killing them. And sometimes it wasn't working. She was coming back and doing it again. On one baby, she did it 3 times. First of all, if you can avoid the hospital and your wife has the courage to do it at home, it's probably better. Second, if you are at the hospital and you have to give birth in an hospital, a good hospital has 0 seconds where you are separated from the baby. There is simply not a second where the parents aren't around the baby. Those are terrible hospitals in which they separate the babies and the parents, try to avoid them. And so she had noted in her own personal journal, I am evil, I did this. But she had also other parts of the journal where she was saying, I didn't do this. Well, you probably did it then. They started noting the danger of this particular maternity ward by simply following the statistics and realizing, wow, we have more baby death here than anywhere else. What's happening? And then they started linking the statistics to which nurse is working that night. And it turned out to be her. Thomas says, are there not stories of nurses refusing CPR to conservative people? That is one of the potential big problems. You never know, this kind of vicious death inducement can go under the carpet, doesn't appear to anyone, and yet it can be motivated by extremely hateful ideology and anti-whiteism. I'm sure there are cases out there. I'm sure there are cases of nurses who are leftist and they're like, a rich old white man. And they may be less motivated at getting it right. That is it for tonight, Buzz. In 1 hour from now, I'll be on the Joseph Cotto Show. Follow Join the Discord if you haven't joined the Discord. It's a great community. The JFG Discord is very intelligent people discussing all day on all sorts of subjects. The link is in the description below. Join my Gab, follow my Gab, follow my other social media, and you'll get the link to my show with Joseph Cotto on woman and politics, the interaction of the two phenomena. Thank you.